So, call this meeting of the Finance Committee of the City of Pawtucket City Council order pursuant to public announcement. Kathy, if you call the roll, please.
Barstow.
Present.
Carter.
Here.
Fox.
Present.
The purpose of this meeting was to review the audit report. I don't see the auditors here yet. I know Mr. Nicholson's trying to get in touch with them, but let's start off with something that Mr. Nicholson wanted to discuss, and that is the update to the budget schedule. We had previously published one, and I know the departments are working on that, but Jamie, if you could give us an update. I know you passed out a proposed revised schedule to members of council, so we'll talk about that. Thanks. Go ahead.
Okay. We've made great progress in getting the capital planning models out to all the department heads, as well as I have almost all of the operating budget models updated with June month-end numbers so that I can get them out to them as well. That's running significantly ahead of the original plan, which is great because it gives people more time to be able to focus on the stuff. Part of that, though, BJ and I have had a conversation about seeing if we could, as long as we're making progress and moving ahead, just keep the whole thing rolling. And instead of shooting for the first meeting in December as the third and final reading of the legislation, would be to shoot for the second meeting in November for it. Worst case scenario, if we get to that point and we're still having discussions and need to modify the budget, we easily have another week, another meeting to make any adjustments, what have you, addition or deletion of projects. So it gets us that extra couple weeks at the end of the year, which is kind of nice. As you'll see with the redlined edition, basically all the dates have been modified or proposed to be modified as it looked like they would fall into place. The big unknown right now, and it would be, we had originally scheduled a planning workshop or a budget review session with council on the night of September 19th. So obviously we're going to have to move that. So that will be a council decision in terms of when you guys want to have that. But I think these schedules are all achievable because we've been able to get things out so timely to the departments. We sat down during a couple senior staff meetings to discuss, make sure that the departments are comfortable with that. Asking them that, if we accelerate this deadline, is this going to cause you any heartburn? If you've made plans, let us know. And all of them pretty much said, yeah, not a problem getting that done in that time schedule. So this is the schedule that we're going to propose for now. Okay. To move forward.
Okay. Discussion, members on the schedule. Looks like things are progressing well.
Do you want us to change that date for that September meeting now, or do we want to give it a little bit of time on it?
We have time. So,
my personal preference is always to get these dates out as soon as we can, so that everyone can plan accordingly. I'm a bit of a calendar fanatic, so maybe more so than others. But the two dates that would be, we don't like to do this on a regular council night. The other two dates that would be open would be September 12th and September 26th. So maybe we can float those two dates when we get everybody here and see which one is better for other folks. Jamie, is that either the 12th or the 26th?
Of September,
either one. Let's just wait till we get council here, and we'll talk about that as an item.
Well, the current date set for September 19th.
But that's council. That's a regular council night.
Right. But I mean, if we're moving everything forward, I would think we wouldn't want to go September 26th.
Well, what I was going to say, let's just wait. My thinking is to wait, get the other four members here, and then see what's we find out that two folks are going to be on vacation or something, then maybe that's not or they have an obligation. Mel?
Oh, no, I would agree, especially that's the beginning of the school year. Mm-hmm. So that can, school teachers, and that could just present a challenge. So if we have the date ahead of time, that would
be good.
Yeah.
Mike, you want to just wait till we get council
to
assemble? We'll figure it out then. Great, we'll have that.
I just wanted to bring it up so we
Thank you. No, we should get that in place. So, Jamie, or for the members, excuse me, anybody else have any issues with moving these dates up? And I think it gives us better flexibility. I'm going to recommend that we adopt the red line version of this.
So moved. that we adopt the red line version of the budget schedule, 2017 budget
Second.
Okay. Kathy, roll on that.
Barstow?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Okay. So, good. We'll present that. Jamie, you and I will get that to council this evening as part of committee announcements. Anything else? I know anything else for the committee, other business?
I have one other thing.
Yes, Jamie. Yes, please.
I received an email today from the Auditor of State notifying us that we've received their award with distinction again, which is great news. I would ask to see if we can maybe schedule the presentation on either the 1st or the 15th of August.
Okay, yeah, just get with the mayor or Mel, and they'll get it on the agenda when they can coordinate with.
In my report tonight as well.
Right, because the auditor comes out as well, I think, makes a presentation. Right?
Yeah, usually it's his rep.
I know.
Mel asked if Dave could come.
I think we warrant a visit from.
I can call him if you want. I know him. I went to law school with him.
If you'd like to, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd be happy to see if I can get him to come. He might enjoy that. He enjoys getting out. I'll give it a shot. We'll see.
Okay. That'd be great.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I had other than the audit.
Oh, they're here? Oh,
you can't,
I can't
here.
Okay, I can't see them. Okay, great.
Cool, thank you. You're going to you're gonna have to identify yourself at the microphone.
Right.
All right.
And
then sign in for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sir, if you would just state your name.
Okay. Sean please. Butler. I am one of the auditors of Julian and Grub that worked on the audit.
Thank you.
These are just a couple letters that are in the report that you will be seeing, which I believe
been certified and published.
Basically, we'll just hit a couple highlighted areas in here. And if you have any questions, you can shoot away. On the very first page, on the very last sentence, it says, "We believe the audit evidence was obtained and sufficient and appropriate to support our audit opinions." The next page in the opinions, the very first sentence, says, "In our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects. Respect the financial position of the governmental activities, the business type activities, each major fund, the aggregate remaining fund information of the City of Pataskala, Licking County, Ohio, as of December 31st, 2015, and the respective changes in the financial position and where applicable cash flows thereof and the respective budgetary comparisons for the general fund, street, police, thereof for the year then ended in accordance with the accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America." Here the second to the last paragraph where it starts out, "the statements," and you go to that last sentence, it says, "In our opinion, these statements and schedules are fairly stated in all material respects in relation to the basic financial statements taken as a whole." Two more pages in, the bottom of it will read page one. The very last paragraph. In the middle of it, it says, "Given these limitations, we did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we consider material weakness." next page in, first paragraph, last sentence. As a result of our test, disclosed no instances of noncompliance or other matters we may report under the government auditing standards. Same with last year. Everything was clean cut, good to go, didn't find anything. Any questions? Or
I have a question. I mean, the results are fine, but we don't get, at least I don't see much detail on different things that were tested. And so the overall grade is really good, but let me back up. You seem to go, I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying this is how you do it, is it's either like an A or an F. Either you did really well, or if there's a problem that is a deficiency, that's a material weakness, or is something that has to be reported, we would report that. That's kind of the way I see this. Can you give us, or is it possible, not here at this meeting, but is it possible to give us some more detail, maybe an area where we got a C+? It wasn't any deficiency that we could do better. Maybe you share those with the finance department. I don't know.
We share that with Jamie.
Okay.
And them. If there's anything, I mean, of course, there could be verbals. That is depending on what the ratios are, on what we test in areas.
Okay.
We will just verbal it. We'll tell Jamie what's going on or anything. Next step up then is a management letter before it hits the report. And then, of course, then it hits the report. As of right now, I would say yes. If you were on a grading scale, A would be what you would get.
Okay.
Of course, if there's citations or anything else,
right.
And then downgrades from there on.
Right.
I can email Jamie if you would like different areas that we've tested. I mean, of course, we test payroll, non-payroll, receipts.
Okay.
We did not fall in the requirements for any federal expenditures being tested. So we didn't have to test any federal expenditures under federal programs. If that's what you would like, I can give Jamie a more detailed on what controls we may have tested or any substantive test.
That's the clerk. You've signaled you've violated some school council rule. <really. laughs>
They're a mouse or a rat.
Just kidding.
Todd, just as a point of reference, this year we didn't even have any verbals.
Okay. I understand how you – last year was great. We had the meeting, and I learned a lot about how you folks do this. It was very informative to me about how it's set up. But just if we had a little bit more detail, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
And I understand the way you do it is the way you do it. So that's great. Okay, thanks. And thanks, Jamie. I don't have any other questions.
What's that?
You understand it.
Yeah. Which is
right.
A good thing. It's always
right.
Important that I understand
okay.
It.
But I don't know if any other committee members have any questions. That's all I have. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I have
no other questions.
All right. Anything else for us?
That is all.
Okay.
Copy of the report is out on the Auditor State website.
Wait
a minute. I'm not allowed.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You.
I was just stating, copy of the
okay.
Report is on the Auditor State website.
Okay.
If you wanted to read all the notes and the financials, of course,
okay.
Maybe you already have a copy.
Okay. Sure. All right. Great. Okay. Thanks. Anybody have anything else? No?
No.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Did we cover that schedule?
Yeah, we already did.
Barstow?
Okay. Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
Tim.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
Tim.
It.
Sean?
Yeah,
I was going to say, if you got a question,
you ask him now.
Would it be possible
yeah.
We can ask him real quick?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to do that. During a committee.